Good afternoon, and welcome to the second half of We the People Radio. It is November the 8th, 2020. We are still in limbo. So many tremendous memes, so many that are inappropriate that I can't read to you or post. But I'll tell you what, in the absence of happiness, people are making their own, in a way, right now.
Yeah.
So we are here with Dr. Chen, Dr. Shizong Chen, and Arlene Freeman, and Bill thinks I forgot, but we have a sponsor this hour. You want to tell him?
Bill. Oh, I completely forgot. Our sponsor.
This is just for, just for nothing.
Yeah. Our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. If you're looking for a tractor or an implement or a generator or yard tools, go by and see them. They're a John Deere, Honda, and steel dealer. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City, and they've got pretty good sized inventory right now. The deer inventory is a little bit short, but if they don't have it in the yard, they can get it for you. So go by and see them, or give them a call at 226-9226, or visit them on the web at papemachinery.com.
It's a nice nebulizer break there.
Yeah, there you go. I talked as slow as I could.
Commercial's just long enough to
burn nebulizer break. Blowing smoke.
I know. Looks like I'm on fire. I am. I'm on fire. All right. So let's not. We won't fiddle around here. Dr. Chen.
Yeah.
Arlene.
Hello.
Who's going to continue on?
Okay, so we were just starting with the manipulation of voter identity, and mm-hmm. we just mentioned one dead people voting. And then out-of-state voters, duplicate voting,
mm-hmm.
and particularly stolen votes. So there are people who went vote, and were told they have already voted, right? So all this, they're on record, on tape. And they're a large number. And yet, the big media, in fact, including some lawyers, said the Trump team has to bring evidence rather than just accusation. I mean, they just keep saying that the voting fraud accusation is baseless. And that's why I say, you know, we live in alternate universe. And all this, we just named one category, which is, you know, I named manipulation of voter identity. And there are already that many incidents. Oh, let me give you a startling number. Right? The Trump team has established a site to receive information on voting fraud, and in just a few days, there are over 220,000 reports, and so high that the other side start to jam the phone number.
Well, that's a way of handling it.
Nothing to see here. Right? Move along.
And so again, that we are right now dealing with definitions of right and wrong. Okay, that they don't look into what's reported. Rather, they would jam the reporting line. Okay, so let's start with the easiest one, the voter identity, and then the next category would be manufactured or produced vote. Maybe this one is new to you even. That just yesterday, I learned from some independent report that a printing house in China, received a secret order of voting ballots for this election. $5 million.
Wait, say that again?
There's an order, secret order, of U.S. election voting ballots to be printed in China. A Chinese printing facility receiving an order from the United States for 5 million voting ballots.
Okay, that's what I thought you said. And that's recent? I mean,
yeah,
happening now?
Yeah, I just read it.
For this
election. Yeah, I just learned it yesterday. Right? And then there's also a video now available online showing that a Chinese express mailing service called Shunfeng, right? It's one of the top express mail service, right? And showing the Shunfeng envelope, a whole bag of them, right? Those are the mailing ballots mailed from China. Supposedly.
So if they check on the citizens who actually voted, they would be voters from China?
There's no observer. And so this is caught on tape. So this is another, again, all of this are leads into the fraud, right? And then there's another lead exposing that the existence of ballot printer, the voting ballot printer. And it says 80% of them are owned by the Obama Foundation. Now, I don't know how true that is. Maybe all this are not, they don't have to all be true, but even one of this is true. It's worrisome enough, right? So this is the second kind of fraud, manufactured or produced vote. And then the third category would be change of deadline, right?
Yes.
There are at least three USPS, U.S. Postal Service servicemen have come forward to expose. And I really admire these people. They're so brave. They're really putting their
the job on the line.
Yeah, their job, their livelihood online. And they come forward and say their boss ordered them to back
illegally backdate newly found ballots so they'd be submitted on time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there are extension of voting deadlines. You know, some were even extended for 7 days. Right? So all these are illegal. Again, we come to a potential, we could come to a debate, what is legal, what is illegal, right?
Then there have been Trump ballots found in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Someone threw them out. Why would they want Trump ballots?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that belongs to fourth category, destruction or alteration of ballots. You know, there's YouTube videos showing people burning Trump voting ballots, right? People trashing large stack of ballots, and also video of vote counting personnel or officials actually changing the vote. And then also in Arizona, the Trump voting people were misled into using Sharpie to fill out their ballot. And so their ballot would be rejected by the counting machine.
See, it depends. It depends on where you live, because in our county, people use Sharpie markers here too. So I got a lot of phone calls about that. Oh my God, I used a Sharpie marker and now my vote's invalid. But it's not invalid. It was they were counted. They had them using that on purpose. So some of the Sharpie thing, I don't know, but it depended on the machine that was reading it.
Right.
And then we do have to take a quick break. Sorry, I was going to launch off onto something. I'll launch later. Let's
hold that launch.
Yeah, let's defer to free enterprise. All right, we'll be right back. Our guests are Dr. Shizong Chin and Arlene Freeman, and you're listening to We the People. You can join us online at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
But I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Maybe that's a theme song. So before we cut away from the ballot part, I just wanted to really encourage people that in this country who are not maybe they're following this election really closely, but maybe they don't typically. I would submit that most people are unaware that their county clerk is the one that controls your election process in your county. Your county clerk is an incredibly important position. And the county elections office and how they do business, it's really, really vital that you know who those folks are. And unfortunately, in most of those races, county races, people have no idea who they're voting for. And you don't have much contact with them. You register to vote. You go about your life every couple of years, unless there's some special election. You cast your ballot and you go about your day. But, and the other one too, like California is a good example. It costs tens of millions of dollars to run for governor in the state of California. But if you're going to run for, Secretary of State in California, it's like $30,000 because nobody knows what they do. Secretary of State Alex Padilla in the state of California refuses to purge the voter rolls, refuses to hold the counties that are turning in, you know, over 100% voter registration, refuses to make them go back and purge their voter rolls. That is where the problem starts. It isn't fixed at the federal level. It's fixed at the local level. And at the state level, you have to know who those people are, and you have to know if they're willing to do the right thing and if they're willing to stand for your elections. Like, look at Florida, perfect example. They have been a train wreck for years. I mean, we still joke about the hanging chads, but that was torture back then and created a big mess. And look at them this year. Bang. They got that election out, done, no problems, no recount, no drama.
Mm-hmm.
They went in and cleaned that up. That is done state by state. And it's a byproduct of federalism. So for everyone who thinks that, you know, Congress is letting them down and not making the right laws, you've got to look closer to home. And I would submit to you, those are the elections that go without challenge. Your county clerk often runs unopposed, most of the time, actually.
Well, California called California, what, an hour after the polls closed or something? They already called it.
Well, in like our county, for an example, I sat in on a recount one time, and I really learned how our county, Shasta County, California, does their, keeps their office, and it was amazing. I really had a lot of... I felt good about it when I got done. I had a lot of confidence in what they do. And as far as matching signatures, in this county, they match it with a person because I've had multiple people tell me they got called in to verify their signature. One woman broke her hand, and her signature looked like she had suddenly become a doctor.
Went to medical school.
All over the place. And she said they made her come in and verify who she was because they thought there had been voter fraud. So if you don't have that much contact with your county elections office, you should find out what they're doing because they secure your vote at that most basic level.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's my rant. Sorry. Back to you, kids.
Yeah,
you know, people don't realize that there are a lot of resources available to help them and their groups deal with the situation that we face in the United States today. And one of the things that I'd like to suggest is that anyone who's listening to this, you can ask Dr. Chen, Shizhong Chen, to come and speak to your group, and he will. And he is an inspiring, very thoughtful and deep person with a lot of ideas on how we can move forward and make this a better United States of America. And you can contact Aaron, and Aaron can forward your information to him, and then he can decide, and he can contact you and talk about that possibility. You know, we're available to help too. We think a lot of this country was founded on the most wonderful foundation of the rule of law and protecting human rights, and we'd like to see that continue. So if any of you would like any of us to contribute to your group or help in any way, please let us know.
I think that's a really, really good point because, honestly, education is the key. And as voters, another thing that it's not really too late to point out, there was a lot of confusion about what mail-in voting was or is. There are probably still people who don't understand it because I had a lot of people say, well, I mail in my vote all the time. That's an absentee ballot. You applied for an absentee ballot. You're a registered voter. You requested to vote absentee, and that's different. The mail-in ballot was when they sent it to everybody on the voter rolls. And in places, I mean, I know a couple of years ago, L.A. County had like 144% voter registration. And that came from the guy who was running against Alex Padilla for the Secretary of State. So if you live in a county like that, guess what? There were a lot of extra ballots that went out.
And that vote stood as accurate.
Sure. In a lot of cases. The problem is people didn't properly understand what a mail-out ballot necessarily was. And then the president told people there would be voter fraud, so a lot of people held their ballots. And I would submit that if people would have taken them to their counties ahead of time and had their vote registered, then as soon as they tabulated at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, the results would have been overwhelming and we wouldn't be doing this. But a lot of folks waited and held those ballots. If you don't know
and it just got buried in the onslaught.
Well, you kind of live and die by the rules, right? So if you turn yours in at the 11th hour, that sure does give a lot of time to get... Well, I don't know if you can get them back from China that fast. Dr. Chen, can you turn ballots around that quick from China? I'm not sure they do FedEx from China. I shouldn't joke about it. It's a little close to
that. I'll get to it. But I want to support what Aaron just mentioned, the voter roster purging.
Mm-hmm.
So Michigan, we just learned from this election, right? Michigan have 2 million voters on the roster who are over 85 years old. But there are only 240,000 as residents that's over 85 years old. right? So that's
kind of a discrepancy there. If my math is, we're not using Common Core or anything. We're using real math. Because in real math, that's bad.
Well, I don't know. Since this whole election thing started 2 years ago, I think I've aged about 10 years. So, you know, it could be.
Poor Bill.
Yeah.
God bless radio.
Yeah.
Right. So then, you know, we were at the destruction and alteration of ballots, right? Now, next step would be dumping all of a sudden the appear of counts, all, you know, sudden appearance of ballots, right? And this is, that's illustrated this year at 6 p.m., around 6 p.m. in Michigan and in Wisconsin, right? At early morning when they stopped counting, all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands of ballots all of a sudden appear in you know, the counting center. USPS doesn't work at that hour, right? So how do they find those, right? So it's really a dumping of, I don't know how those count, those ballots even come, right? And the next category would be denial of observer. Now, this alone should scare Americans.
Yeah, that's a giant red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And again, I have to use, you know, the definition. Are we redefining what's legal, what's illegal? By law, observers are, you know, are permitted by law. And then in Philadelphia, after a lawsuit, the court ordered observer to order the facility allowed observer to observe the voting, but the counting center say nope, it doesn't work here. Right? It the law doesn't apply here. So the denial observer is prevalent, so prevalent. And the big media still say baseless. Accusation baseless. And they're asking for evidence. This reminds me, why is it so familiar to me, you know, somebody from China?
Mm-hmm.
So I have written for many of my friends their legal defense in court. When they're arrested, when they're like persecuted, and then they would argue according to Chinese law their rights, what they can do, you know, how the authority has wronged them, and when they make this presentation present their argument to the judge, and the judge would say, we simply say, overruled, next step, overruled. I mean, this is very much like that. All the evidence that people presented to the authority or to the media, basically it's just overruled. And if that is not tyranny, think what it is.
Yeah, I mean, so, if people think the system is rigged here, and we did a show a while back with Mary Todd. They had written a book. It was called Hard Drive. Her son had gone to work for a Chinese company and ultimately figured out they were trying to convince him to commit treason. So he quit. I mean, he didn't do anything more monumental than say that he wasn't going to work for the company anymore, and then. He magically committed suicide. And when they went in tried to have that investigated, everything pointed toward murder. And yet all the Chinese courts and all that stuff, it's the same deal. It's like, nope, we don't see that. Nope, that's not what we see. Nope, nothing. Yep, okay, see ya, bye. And if they wouldn't have gotten the hard drive from his computer that just looked accidentally like a Bluetooth speaker, they wouldn't have been able to prove any of it. And right. You'll be happy to know they gave it to the FBI, and yeah, nothing happened. So anyway, not to put too fine a point on that, but it was a good show. You should probably go back and listen to that. And so we better take a fast break. We'll be right back with our guests. I cannot believe we have, like, less than a half hour left. This has happened. Hey, my God. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
This old man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great and beer is good. People are crazy.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area at KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Apparently the sun's past the yardarm. I'm playing beer and whiskey songs now. What does that mean? I'm sure there's a meaning there. All right.
I wanted to mention one more thing before we ran out of time.
Again?
Although we had almost half an hour. There's some investigations going on, and I think that's worthy of note. Joe Biden is now the subject of a DOJ criminal investigation into his role in Spygate in the Ukraine. There's a House investigation. They joined the Senate in asking the FBI to look into Biden's suspected criminal history. That's something. And then Hunter Biden, Burisma, and corruption on that issue. The impact of the U.S. government policy and related concerns, U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs is looking into that. So I don't know what effect that'll have on the election, but my hope is that Biden will be impeached. I think that's fair game.
Well, I have no doubt that he will not be our president for long. What I fear is, even though there are investigations going on right now, if he gets seated as president, I'll almost guarantee you all those investigations are going to go away or be wrapped up very quickly, and we're gonna move on.
Well, yeah, because you'll get rid of Barr and you'll get rid of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about this before, but it does bear repeating that I think President Trump didn't truly understand that the professional class of bureaucrats aren't all professionals. A lot of them are hardcore partisans. And the Obama administration had 8 solid years to make sure those people were in positions of power. And when you look at each president, when they come in, has plus or minus 4,000 positions to replace they're eligible to replace just for no reason. They don't have to go to, you know, labor dispute court or any of that. They can just replace those positions. And he barely made a dent in it. He did not roll out the number of people that he probably should have.
No, because he trusted that they were professionals. Right.
Yeah, and that's not happening. You know, Arlene, to your point, too, Tom Wolf, the governor there in Pennsylvania, they have launched an investigation, and the National, let's see here, let me pull this up so I do this right. The National Republican Congressional Committee has also launched some investigations. So for the people who are saying, well, where are the Republicans with all this? Well, I know for a fact that the congressman in the 1st District here of California sent his campaign staff to North Carolina last week. So they were on the ground in different states ahead of time. A lot of members of Congress sent staff, and not office staff, but campaign staff, and sent them out to be ready for this. And the Republican National Committee is out there pushing the legal, you know, pushing all these legal fights. So just because you don't see them on TV, I think we've already explained what the problem is there. But I'll post both these documents because they just came from the NRCC.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's rolling over on this, I guess.
Well, I'm looking forward to any actions that are taken. I support them.
Yeah. So, you know, because the worst thing is that people would think that nobody's doing anything and that the president's hanging out there on his own and having to foot the bill and running out of resources. And that's actually not happening. Don't look for Mitt Romney to, you know, ride in on a white horse. Pierre Delecto, maybe, but not Mitt Romney. And I can't stop making fun of that guy. It's terrible. It's like a sickness. You have a lot of folks in the president's corner trying to help sort this out for the public. Because, you know, it's not just that we're not happy with the result. That's what happened in 2016. They weren't happy with the result. I think what's happening this time, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for you guys too, that we're not happy with the cheating. I mean, right. if the guy really won, okay, still not happy about it, but it is what it is.
Right.
But
right.
It's not clear that wasn't a,
it's no longer about who wins. It's about the system, whether
yes.
it's trustworthy, whether this is a democracy or not. Election.
Right. Exactly. And if you don't have confidence in the system, and right now there's a major group of people in this country, I'd say probably at least 50% of the people in this country that don't have any faith in the system. It's not that they're sore losers. It's the fact that...
Well, it's over 70 million people.
That's yeah, there's people. And they don't have faith in our system. And that's a dangerous thing. They really do need to get this straightened out so that people can have faith in our system again and move on to the next election. It's got to get resolved so that both parties are satisfied that there was no corruption and no cheating. Because I think it's a recipe for disaster to have your citizenship have no confidence in our voting. I mean, that's third world stuff. I mean, that's where people go sideways. So I know there's
that would be pre-enlightenment stuff, right?
Oh, sure.
The whole thing of a social contract is built on that.
Mm-hmm.
That a contract that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you no longer have a fair contract, then the whole modern democracy, a whole modern society breaks down.
Mm-hmm. No, and I think this whole thing had been in the works for a long time. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they knew what they were doing. They knew that all this mail-in ballot stuff could be manipulated. They knew that they could manipulate the counting centers. All of this was all planned out. But I think one thing, and Aaron, you pointed this out to me, the Democrats always overreach. Hmm. They always go a little too far, and their plans fail. And I think this is hopefully another example of massive overreach. And once it is exposed, hopefully, it'll be remedied.
Well, my hope is that they printed so many ballots or I mean, when you hear 20 and 30,000 ballots coming in all for one candidate.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
I mean, if they said they were all for Trump, I would think they were lying.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Nobody's 100. I mean, let's face it, you wouldn't have Las Vegas if everything was 100%, right? that's what odds are about. Nothing is ever all one or all the other.
Right. So this brings us the worst coins, the seven kind of fraud, the electronic fraud. This is most worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
And say every staff up to the final counting has been secured, voter has been identified, you know, has been processed, mailed, signed, everything. But still, the last step, that the electronic counting and tabulation is still prone to manipulation. And this goes into, cyber spying, right? Now, there are three software now already called into question. One is called the Dominion. By the way, this Dominion software is developed by a Chinese company.
It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
Owned by Nancy Pelosi's husband, at least partially owned by Nancy Pelosi's husband, right? So this software is the software that caused 6,000 votes for President Trump switched to Biden in the county, the Atrium County in Michigan. and then all 67 counties used the same software. And sure enough, a day later, another 2,000 vote for a Republican candidate has been switched to a Democrat candidate. Okay? And so then they found that 30 states use this Dominion software. If that's not dangerous, if that's not scary, I don't know.
You're absolutely right. I think when the electronic machines first came out, people had concerns about how they could be hacked and manipulated, and they pretty much, you know, got people's fears put to rest as far as them being able to be hacked, but. It's the technology has moved so much since these things were first introduced. I think we all have questions as to whether or not when you feed that thing into the machine, is it counting it correctly? And mm-hmm. I think that's something that, yeah, they definitely need to.
And see, it's got kind of a built-in, a benefit and a problem. I mean, our benefit is our problem. The benefit is the elections are a blind election. So if you do send it in, say, you send your ballot in an envelope, as soon as the envelope is disconnected from the ballot, you can't trace whose it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that they're, you know, basically anonymous. The difficulty is you can't track it back to you.
Right.
To say that you're, like, if you you can check in with ballot tracks. I'll post all this stuff on the website for today. But if you go into ballot tracks, it'll say when your ballot was received, if in fact you delivered it ahead of time, and it will say that it was counted or not counted or processed or not processed. It's not going to say you voted, and it'll never mm-hmm. say how you voted because it can't track back mm-hmm. to you. But it will show that, like, your name was, like, scribbled off the list. Someone being pretending to be you or you voted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as good as it gets for the anonymity of the whole thing, which makes it kind of easy to fake, especially if you have people who are willing to disregard the fact that, oh, your mail-in ballot came in and you voted in the polls, too. That's where your local election folks come in handy. Because if they're not keeping track of that, you do get to vote twice or more.
Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, the attorney for Michael Flynn, Sidney Powell, who used to be a federal prosecutor, she, in her interview on Newsmax, disclosed that there are two software. One is called the Hammer. The other one is called Scorecard. Those are the two software that you can use to manipulate, to change the number. And remember the mysterious 138,000 count?
Oh, yeah.
Vote is for Biden, zero for Trump in Michigan. That's the result, and she claimed that that's the result of those two software. Mm. And so,
and how many how many places are using that software?
Oh, it's like 30.
No, this is the Dominion is the software that's used for tabulating. Now, this hammer and scorecard are not even, you're not supposed to use them.
Oh, I see.
These are the stealing, that vote stealing, vote monitor, modifying
right.
Software that the spies can, as long as they have access to a system, they can change the vote.
Ah, okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, all this, this should all be checked. And you cannot just claim that they're baseless, right? You can just wholesale, categorically deny that they're all just fake.
Right.
Then we're in a different system.
Right.
We're
yeah.
in a different alternative universe.
It's kind of funny. Every time we talk to you, I kind of think about, this is going to come off kind of bad, but I'll say it anyway. I'm always reminded of when I went to Pelican Bay State Prison. Because as I looked around...
They washed that record, though, so you'll never be able to find it.
I forgot about that. They purged it. Well, now it's out. But no, I've been there a couple of times, and I can't help it. I looked in these people's cells and stuff, and here they had, like, beautiful art. One guy had made a full chess set out of toilet paper, like got it wet and made it like paper mache and made this amazing-looking chess set. And I kept thinking, if these people use their powers for good, imagine what they'd get done. And I keep thinking about that with China. I'm like, these guys are tricky as hell. If they would just use their stuff for good, imagine unleashing that kind of power to get good things done.
Right.
It's frustrating. You always tell us all these things, like all this neat stuff they do, except it's bad neat stuff.
Right.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
One day maybe we won't spend our time in Pelican Bay with the Chinese. Maybe the other. You think China will ever, you think they'll ever get out from under the thumb of the CCP?
They will. And that's why I'm counting on, President Trump to win. I'm still confident that President Trump will win. And if Trump wins the second term, he will help Chinese people to, overturn the system. And we have a few minutes. I want to end our show in a positive note. I see three paths for President Trump to win still. The first one is, we have in a just short amount of time cover a lot of, fraud. And with more and more trickery, cases being exposed, I hope more and more people will step forward. I already noticed a lot of the people who came forward to disclose, to expose, the fraud, a lot of them are from Democrats. They actually came to say, I'm a Democrat. And so I hope the good amount of Democrats who see where this country is going wrong and would step forward. And when that gets to critical mass, then I hope that the fraudulent part of the Democratic Party would fall apart, and Joe Biden would concede the campaign, and then this would be over. So this is one path to it, and this is the best way to it. Okay. people waking up. The second, of course, and this would be connected with first, when there are enough evidence to present to the court, I mean, there could be, it doesn't have to always go to the Supreme Court. Of course, when it goes to Supreme Court, it will, with the conservative judge, it's likely, voted for, in favor of President Trump. But even at the state level, when all this evidence is mounting, they may be forced to vote in favor of President Trump. And then, if by January 16th that the legal battle still cannot resolve, then it would come to state voting, right? That's the House voting. But this is not the House member voting. This would be determined by, each state will have one vote. But right now, red state still outnumber the blue state. Of course, it's still hanging on a few key swing states. But when it comes to the House voting, each state votes one vote for the president. President Trump will still have a higher likelihood of coming on top. And so that is why I think Democrats will avoid going to January 16 House voting. And so the time is not on Democrat side. And I think still hopeful. I still see Mr. Trump will get reelected as our next president for 4 more years.
Well, one other thing I'd like to mention, and Aaron and I were talking about this, is in a lot of these states, judges ruled that they can accept votes after 8 p.m. It turns out judges don't have the right to do that. That's if you're going to change the state's...
if you're going to change a law.
It's a law. So, I mean, if you're going to overwrite the law, that has to go through the legislature, not a judge. So I'm hoping that in the long run, a lot of these states that accepted all these votes after 8 p.m. and have it written into their state constitutions that votes must be received before 8 o'clock, anything after 8 gets tossed. So we'll see how that works.
They are separating the ones in Pennsylvania that came after 8, and that did come as a direction from Justice Alito on the Supreme Court. And they said they do have to separate those out. And I've posted a couple documents for you guys from the National Republican Congressional Committee. One is a letter to Governor Wolf, and the other one is the other one is a little more detail about what's going to happen in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, there are a lot of moving parts with this. So whatever you do, look at a lot of different – hey, Arlene, I was going to say look at a lot of different news sources, but Epoch Times has been doing – the Epoch Times always does a great job, and I would always recommend them. You can find them at the T-H-E Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, Times, .com. You've got to use the, otherwise it comes up in Chinese, and you'll be like, what? You can also find that link on our site. But is ChinaScope going into a lot of this, Arlene? Are you guys kind of covering this, or is this
just discussing a lot of what to do? We're a think tank, and so we have to be careful what we can publish, and not seem biased.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we are giving a lot of thought, and two of us are writing articles about it.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, people need to track a variety of information sources, and through that you do get a great deal of information. And I just, Dr. Chen, when you're looking around at different things, where are you getting your information or part of it? Anything you can recommend?
Used to get a lot of from Fox. Now I have a goodbye to. I'm no longer. I boycott Fox now. Now I read Newsmax, but a lot of the information I actually got from Chinese self-media, what we call self-media, that they host their own website.
Oh.
And one observed, that's not available to you, that's in Chinese.
Little black market there?
The one observation I made, and it's actually, it touched me. It really moved me when I first realized this. You know, that a single people that's most supportive to Americans' freedom, I'm talking about this election, are actually the most persecuted people, Chinese. And because they understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
And so they're rooting, they are truly rooting with their heart for American freedom. And this is truly,
yeah, because they know that if we blow up the place where they could go to, like you, you know, to be able to speak out. If we blow that up, we're all toast. All right, you can find this show and forward it to friends at wethepeopleradio.us. And here's our shout out to the president.
Good time.